1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. President Biden is asking for congressional intervention now to block a railroad strike before next month's deadline. More from CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
In a statement, the president says Congress should immediately impose the terms of the tentative agreement reached by union leaders and railroad bosses in September. That deal was rejected by the rank and file of four of the 12 unions in the industry. The workers opposed to the agreement say it does not include enough paid sick leave. The president notes in his statement that he's pro-labor and that he's reluctantly taking this step. In 1992, then-Senator Joe Biden voted against congressional intervention to end a railroad strike that lasted for 2 days.
America's fourth largest city, Houston, is now under a boil water order because of a power outage at a water purification plant. CBS's Janet Shamlian says it's just another sign the nation's water infrastructure is crumbling.
It comes amid water woes related to aging infrastructure from the Jackson, Mississippi crisis in August, triggering a federal disaster declaration, to the years of issues in Flint, Michigan, where lead from pipes breached the water supply. There's a water main break every 2 minutes, according to the American Society of Civil Engineers. An estimated 6 billion gallons of treated water lost daily in the U.S., enough to fill more than 9,000 swimming pools.
In Hawaii, the largest active volcano on the planet has begun erupting for the first time in decades. More from CBS's Carter Evans.
Mauna Loa is massive. Eruptions over the past 200 years have sent lava flows across the Big Island of Hawaii, but it's been dormant nearly 40 years. The last major eruption in 1984 threatened the city of Hilo. This eruption follows years of lava flows from Mauna Loa's much smaller but much more active neighbor, Kilauea.
It's further indication that Mike Pence and Donald Trump are on divergent paths. On News Nation, Pence said Trump was wrong to have had dinner with a prominent white supremacist, Nick Fuentes.
President Trump was wrong to give a white nationalist, an anti-Semite, and a Holocaust denier a seat at the table. And I think he should apologize.
Virginia Democratic Congressman A. Donald McEachin has died. His office said he had been fighting the secondary effects of colorectal cancer since 2013. McEachin represented Virginia's 4th congressional district, which includes parts of Richmond and extends south to the North Carolina border. McEachin was reelected to a fourth term earlier this month. The congressman was 61. And the Merriam-Webster Dictionary has chosen gaslighting as its word of the year. This is CBS News.
Hiring is personal, but don't do it alone. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah, and we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
How is your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I'm Nyheim Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies overnight with a low of 34. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 41. A mixture of precipitation likely. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 20. Overcast skies. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
Is the Tom Hartman album.
Pretty happy Monday. We got a lot to talk about today. Guest in our third hour, Alex Lawson's going to drop by. Beware Care Advantage scams. We're going to do a deep dive on that. Probably seeing all the ads. And also, AO something or other reach into all those details in the third hour. But we're going to start. Is the greatest threat to humanity something called an algorithm? I'll tell you about that in a moment. Also, don't be fooled. This is what is really up to with Twitter. Fascinating piece by finance minister for Greece over at Games. I'll tell you about that. Also, why is Marjorie Taylor Greene Nazis while controlling Kevin McCarthy and pitching Donald Trump? Well, we'll get into that, too. Supreme Court is hearing arguments on expanding the definition of cheating and bribery today. This is going to be interesting. I'll tell you all about that. Also, it looks like one of the Republican Party's funders has shoveled tens of millions of dollars to election denier networks that are trying to destroy them. And was Russia waiting for a red wave elections? The evidence is now coming out, and it's quite substantial. We'll get into that in the second hour, that the Russians Ukraine, we're simply waiting for the elections to be waived to give America to the Republicans so that the Republicans could cut off funding for Ukraine. In our third hour, as I mentioned, Alex Lawson will be strategist, has some thoughts on that I will share with you. And again, so brain expert says there is one thing that sets years apart from those with weaker memories, people in their 60s. 80s, 90s, whose minds are functioning as if 30s. What is that one thing? We'll talk about that in the program. So a lot to talk about today. I want to start, and of course, you know, we'll be taking your calls throughout the day at 202-808-9925. With my the op-ed that I wrote at Hartman Report today, it's titled, Is the Greatest Threat to Humanity Something Called an Algorithm? And what about this was an op-ed that I read in The Guardian. It was a news report in The Guardian in which Jaron Lanier, the guy who invented Web 2.0, the guy who coined the term virtual reality, one of the great minds of the internet, told a reporter for The Guardian that he thinks there is this little thing in the internet that has the potential to humanity. And what is that thing? Well, it's now, what are we talking about here? Well, first of all, human fragile creatures, right? We don't have things and we don't have claws to defend ourselves against or each other. We don't have a pelt or a thick protect us from the elements. So how is it that we survived but basically conquered the entire planet? in a mere 300,000 years. Well, the one thing, the one consistent thing, yes, we, yes, you know, blah, blah, but the one consistent race from the beginning of time and to believe that that communication is truthful and factual, that when Og comes back from exploring and says around the campfire right around that mountain lion and he wants to eat us, that we believe him, that somebody sees something in the light around the fire and says, oh, bear, that we believe them. And in fact, the importance of accurate information to human survival is great, that we have built it into our religions and to our cultures. Right? There is a reason why one of the first things teach their children is don't lie. The reason why don't lie, don't bear false witness is one of the things. There's a reason why the story we all remember that were passed down are the cultural stories that instruct us as to how to behave in a society, like the story of the boy who cried wolf, have to do with don't lie. Or the wears new clothes. Right, and you find these stories in culture, like the one described. You find, Eve talking to God about eating the apple in the Bible. Similar stories in the Quran and in the Bhagavad Gita. And guys, it's why we even created a legal category for important lies that we call perjury, that you can go to prison. It's why we honor particularly effective at telling important truths. It's why we built protection for a free, open, and accountable press into our Constitution 131 years ago, in the First Amendment. Future generations could rely on competent and spectrum information when making decisions about leadership, governance, or policy. And now all of that is at risk, because we now live in a country where 88% of us get all or most of our news from social media. Social media has become the way that we talk to each other. And media is driven by something called algorithms. So when you log on to Facebook or Twitter or most other social media sites, what you see is not necessarily what the people that you follow just most recently. And certainly some of that will be there. That's, the benefit for which you signed up. Things that the algorithm thinks, based on your previous behavior, on articles you've clicked on, or people that you've read, or people that you've liked, or things that you've done, it's going to feed you stuff that it thinks you want more of, particularly stuff a strong emotional component, because this is your engagement, your interaction with it, which means that you're there longer, which means they can get more advertisements to you, which means that the social media is more money. But here's the problem. When you and I are communicating, really, right now, I'm talking into a microphone and a camera, but there, I see people I've already called in, calls on our board right now. This is a not entirely active medium, but people can call in and say, "Hey, wait, I got that wrong," and if I get something wrong, I clean it. But not so, you could say people can hold you accountable on social media. I'm not going to hold the algorithm accountable. That ain't going to happen. And so you click on, how did the election turn out? And then it says, oh, he wants to know about elections. And so it feeds you a popular election denier and pretty, down the QAnon rabbit hole. And this is like dangerous stuff. This guy who was a pioneer, one of the founders of the internet, of this, he said, quote, to the Guardian, quote, people survive by passing information between themselves, putting that fundamental quality of humanness through us with an inherent incentive for corruption and degradation. The fundamental drama of this period, this moment in time, is whether we can figure out how to survive properly with those not. And then he says, I still think corruption is on the table as an outcome. What he's talking about is the fact that there are, you know, not just democracy and election deniers, but there are climate deniers, that the algorithms are amplifying on social media. And climate change is a unique threat to humanity. So what do we do about this? Ron Wyden, my senator, two senators from Oregon, has introduced legislation called the Algorithmic Accountability Act of 2022, which would require algorithms to be essentially transparent. You know, algorithms, in my opinion, should be open source. They should be published. Not open source, at least regulated. So that they're, you know, because the number one, algorithms are not programmed to amplify the truth, or they're not asking what's important for humanity. Algorithms are asking the question, what will keep people on this site the longest to make more money than who owns this social media site? You know, the algorithm at Twitter is programmed to make more money for Elon Musk. The algorithm at Facebook is to make more money for Mark Zuckerberg. It's pretty much pretty. And that's not necessarily public interest. And therefore, I think it's time that we do this. Now, the other alternative solution to this is for social media to move away from advertising-based models and go. Is that there's a lot of people who can't afford the subscription. And then you're locking them out of social media. And, you know, there is a possible of that, and that is a mixed, ads and some membership fees, and membership fees get more than just the ads. And by the way, this is what Elon Musk is talking about doing over at Twitter, which might actually be right. If he does it wrong, it'll be a mess. If he does it, it could be a really good thing, where you start heavily funding your site by membership fees, you provide some additional benefits, and for free see ads. They don't get quite benefits, but they get access to the whole site. But now you're active to have an algorithm that is just insanely for the benefit of the advertisers is weighed by having an algorithm that's tweaked to basically what they actually signed up for, which is what friends say, not, you know, lead me down the rabbit hole. So I think that there are solutions here. I'm not despairing of this. But the problem that we're facing is most people don't even know what an algorithm is. They have no idea how their attention is being manipulated. And I mean, you know, Amazon does this too, telling you what you buy. Many people think it's convenience. And in some ways it is. But it should be transparent. So, anyhow, there's that. Also, as I mentioned, Varoufakis, the former Greek finance minister, some thoughts on Twitter and Elon Musk. I want to share those with you right after the break.
This is the Hartman Program.
It's 18 minutes past the hour. We'll what gifts are you getting this year for the wine lovers and dining mavens in your life? For this holiday season, why not go to wineenthusiast.com for unique quality wine gifts and accessories for everyone naughty or nice on your list. Most people know wine enthusiasts has also been the premier destination for fine lifestyle products, offering the largest selection of wine accessories, glassware, furniture, and personalized gifts galore. But they have it. Wine Enthusiast designs and offers the largest wine storage for every drinker, every budget, and every collection. 600 bottles. Visit wineenthusiast.com. Cheers to 73784. That's cheers to 7384. Shop Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and holiday. That's happening now for the best prices of the season on wines and more, and get free standard shipping on orders of 90 more. Some exclusions apply. Wineenthusiast.com. They bring wine safe. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand called the Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the causes of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader gives you essential information and explores solutions to questions like schools from treating children like assembly line products. Why is it that deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy teaches us about solar energy, and much, much more. Not only vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will prepare you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around that got this way and the corrective actions we all need to take. Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at thomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit Goats for the Old Goat. That's Goats, F-O-R, the old goat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you should... Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats make a great gift, but... for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education and set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on... So, do you like it? goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it should be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track. Over joblessness, declining wages, and corporations in our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporatehood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11 steps in rebooting the American dream that we can start today in our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere. Online at tomhartman.com.
Missed my opening rant? Usually published over at hartmanreport.com, where you can read it and your friends for free. Check it out, hartmanreport.com. Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives? These are just a few of the potential ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. Ooh, that's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a free raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich superfood veggies and fruit. Dr. Marty's been called the Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, throat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up 4% off Nature's Blend and get a free festive dog sweater with selective orders. Seriously, our dogs, each of them has one. They love them. Go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511 today or available. Additional text stop, Tom. Welcome back. So, Elon Musk and Marjorie Taylor Greene, interesting stuff. As I mentioned, Yanis Varoufakis is the former Greek foreign or finance minister, economist, has a piece that was Common Dreams. I believe they picked it up from someplace else, but it's titled "Don't Be Fooled." This is what Elon Musk is really up to with Twitter, and I found it fascinating. And it's not portraying him as some lord or anything. It's pointing out that there's a new kind of ruling class of the universe, and it old power, the old economic power, to be I own factories, I own railroads, I own telephone systems, I own, you know, that, right? Owning things and making things and selling things. We have a chain of stores all across the nation here on at Sears or Macy's. That you data about people. Now you do it by selling a product that is given to you for free. I go on Facebook and I post something about, you know, had an evening with Louise and the kids, and you put that in. I'm giving them content for free. They're learning about me, plus they own my content now. They're selling that content to other people. They're showing it to other people, and for that, advertisers come in. So basically, buying Twitter, what Elon Musk did is he went from being a billionaire based on making cars and spaceships and drilling tunnels and you know, kind of cool stuff, but just stuff, to being a billionaire who controls information about all of us, what we like, what we love, what we fear, what we do, what we're passionate about, what we don't care about. Information is power. And Google has become part of Apple's business model. This is part of Microsoft's business model. That's why they came up with their own brand. It's why they track everything you do. Same with Apple. Same thing with Twitter. Same thing with Facebook. This is, you know, and so now Elon Musk into that universe and become a true captain of the universe, or master of the universe, as it were. A tech lord, Varoufakis phrases it. Clip of Marjorie Taylor Greene for you on the other side of the break, and then I will take phone calls. So stick around. It's a brand new week here, the last week. We'll be right back.
You're listening. Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-2025.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, no, give me a break.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood, but did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you're taking it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your home. They stay safe right in your home, and when you're ready, call. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. You're moving across country or across town. Be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. she wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies overnight with a low of 34. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 41. A mixture of precipitation likely. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 20. Overcast skies. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
Adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dadication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Our 1 hour free podcast apps are shown, and it's available wherever fine podcasts are found. And the full 3 hour podcast available over at Tom Hartman if you want to really support our program. Welcome back. Well, the Sedition Caucus is alive and well inside the party and very concerned that fellow seditionists, people who want to overthrow the United States government, are upset with Donald Trump because he didn't pardon the January 6th protesters. I call them traitors. But they are languishing in jail, many of them. And they and their families and people who know them and people who just like what they did, trying to overthrow the government, try to turn America into Russia. They're quite upset with Donald Trump for not, you know, cutting them back, not issuing a pardon in advance or something. You'll recall Jimmy Carter did this with the draft dodgers from the 60s, issued a blanket pardon and fled the country, you know, went to Canada, whatever, you know, back in the 1960s.
This was in the 70s, I think it was 79 that Carter did that.
He just issued a blanket pardon, if my recollection, I'm this is entirely from memory, but apparently missed the opportunity. So Marjorie Taylor Greene felt the need on to go on Steve Bannon's program and tell him and us this.
People are lying about him. The very idea that he could have pardoned all the January 6th before he left the White House on January 5th is impossible, because the majority of those people weren't even arrested until after this, and he didn't even know them. He had no idea with what they did on January 6th. It would have been impossible for him to magically know how to find them and pardon them.
Right. It would have been impossible. Well, you know, yeah, name by name, person by person, and probably, you know, she's actually right, you know, that there's no way could have done a preemptive pardon. I don't know. I don't know the legality of that. What I think is fascinating is a controversial issue in Republican circles that, you know, Donald Trump didn't do enough to pardon. So, anyhow, a lot to talk about. Picking up your phone calls here. Kenyatta, Angeles. Hey, Kenyatta, what's on your mind today?
Outstanding op-ed from you on the threat of the algorithm. They're all...
Algorithms brought us Donald Trump, you know? It's fairly... Facebook kind of pushed him over the top.
You know, I screamed at the top of this mountain for long. You see, Tom, you know, you've spoken on your program about Citizens United many times. What we have here with technology is the technical equivalent of Citizens United, where money is determined. Truth and untruth is.
Right.
And the vast majority of people do not understand. They think they're technologically sound because they can use an app, but most of them don't know where that term app really came from, application software. Tom, some years ago, my brief career on force, if you want to put it that way, I went to work in America. And there were three main computer companies. They're called IBM, which handled basic accounting and financial applications. There was a one called Wang, and Wang handled processing. Yeah. And then the company that I worked for, which was called Equipment Corporation.
Oh, DEC, yeah.
And at DEC, we were into the science and technology end. And the time is that the first year in that company, back and forth to Maynard, Massachusetts, to Worcester, Massachusetts, from California, and in school for 5-6 weeks at a time. They actually had campuses, learned about volatile memory, non-volatile memory. We learned about all of these things, and the average person doesn't understand how this technology works. Tom, processor is the new nuclear bomb. Not need a nuclear bomb now. I can have a laptop shut down your electric grid. I can have a laptop and do all kinds of things about will bring about death and destruction. And I don't think the average American really understands is. Let me just finish with this, Tom. I have three daughters, all grown now, and force myself to make sure that I can remember phone numbers. Because the average person, if they use their so-called smartphone, it's called a smartphone because it's smart for you. They know nothing. They don't know the numbers of their children, their parents, their close associates, business associates. They don't. And you and I can remember. Where I'm sure you can probably
203, yes.
I'm telling you. Seeing now that this part of the brain, because of this technology and these systems, we are losing that capacity.
Yeah,
Yes. Anyways, I think it's just an important topic, and I'm so glad that you're talking about it. Thank you. Man.
You're welcome, and thanks for the affirmation. From somebody who's been there in the field. And this is not something that we're powerless. It's just something that we really need to elevate to the point where physicians are paying attention to it. And weirdly, Josh Hawley wrote a book about this stuff. There may be a possibility of kind of cross-partisan activity here, although I'm not holding my breath for. Well, it's the Republican Party, but Kenyatta, great to hear from you. Thank you for the
call. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Vicki in Chicago. Here, Vicki, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hey, Vicki. Tom, I'm sorry. All right, so this is a complicated thing, and your previous caller on it, and you said Facebook pushed the last election. You were talking about Elon Musk and what's he really up to, and I have a much deeper concern there. I already have all our information. It's not widely understood that they do not make their money from selling cars. They make it from selling carbon.
Oh, that's interesting.
And
it's also one of the things
years ago.
Varoufakis talks about in the article is that Tesla is also gathering massive amounts of information on the habits of its drivers, and which gives Musk a kind of a foot in the door into that information barren space. Information lord
exactly.
space, but it's exactly. a big enough door. Twitter gives him the kingdom.
Well, I'm concerned that it's worse than a lot of people who are lower income, middle class income get their news from alternative sources. The regular media isn't presenting us a very good balanced thing of facts. If you want to buy a newspaper, it's a subscription fee.
Right.
And so a lot of people get stuff off YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, these free platforms. And now Twitter's been compromised. And he's shown his proclivity to, just like Facebook, a sort of a putsch, a social media putsch, right-wing ideology. That's going to be with Twitter. And I think this has more to do with eliminating free speech overall and free information
in
our community.
It appears the system is being whether it's being biased from within or whether it's being biased simply by people leaving the platform or joining the platform. But I saw a news story over the weekend that since Elon took over Twitter, that Marjorie Taylor's account has added tens of thousands of accounts. At first I thought, hey, this is great. He's getting rid of the bot. But I'm not hearing that it's happening. So now I'm just not sure.
You have to know when you're talking about billionaires, it's a multi-pronged approach. There's no benefits that he's seeking from this action of buying Twitter. And none of them are good.
Yeah.
And it's all of these things of collecting our ideology that's very toxic.
Well, he's there and pretty visible and kind of wears his sleeve. I am hopeful that he can do something good and useful with Twitter. I'm not encouraging recent actions, but I'm still hopeful. Okay, thank you for the call. Carbon credits, amazing. Stamford, Connecticut. Hey, Sean, what's on your mind today?
What I want to talk about was something that you brought up earlier about how the and how it's damaging. Well, early on, after the Sandy Hook massacre, I had done research, and what I did was I decided to Google Sandy Hook is, and you got two choices, which were fake, real, and cold. Yes.
Wow.
It's not cold, because I realized there's your problem.
And the first and the top hit the crack is a lie.
Right.
It's amazing. And this is right. On DuckDuckGo.
Okay, well, basically the same thing. So, now, what you click on, you're seeing your bias right in front of you.
And I see Firefox suggests it's a trap. Alex Jones threatens to Annie Hook testimony. There's Firefox suggests as well. Huh, interesting. Yeah, so you're saying that this happened to you? You know, just you've seen
right.
This.
I didn't, but I stopped and I thought, I said, holy, no wonder we have an information, because of what you click on, you bias.
Yeah, yeah, it's
now,
absolutely.
Now, to this with the jet and the, there's no. It's no factor they Bears did 31-10, so there's no question of that.
Yeah, I didn't pardon Sean, but we're out of time. I'm sorry, but yeah, very much so. There are some serious rabbit holes out there that algorithms will lead you into.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video art.
It's the place where despair is. Option. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Your mom? Check. But what about the men in your life? Care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com. Like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate, personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice, meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometer, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes 100% satisfaction guarantee. I think man is awesome. And so will the man in your life or man crates. Right. Today only, save up to 35% Cyber22 at mancrates.com. Code Cyber22 at mancrates.com. Code Cyber22 at mancrates.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation.
Yes.
With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which
right.
Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs level off around 52. Today, under overcast skies with a chance for scattered rain showers. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers likely tonight. Lows level off around 23. Cloudy skies expected. Overcast again tomorrow. A few flurries possible at times. Highs level off around 28. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Carbon here. In my new book, Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived, city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in boldness, but simple in its common sense logic. My book illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere.
Hey, I have a new book out. It's called The Hidden History of Neoliberalism. Alice calls it a hand grenade of a book. You can pick it up when books are available. Tag, you're it. HelloFresh. Hey, the holidays are right around the corner, and Louise and I are right because we use HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers delicious recipes and more right to our door so we can skip the grocery store trip, take a break from meal planning, and actually enjoy a special time of the year. HelloFresh always has something new to try with 35 chef-crafted recipes each week, chock full of quality and choice proteins. Plus, we can stock our pantry and even party with seasonal and convenience items from HelloFresh Market. When we're in a hurry, there are 20-minute meals and easy cleanup options for quality time around the dinner table and less time in the kitchen. Saving money is always a priority around the holidays. HelloFresh is cheap grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout. Up today, and I can get you 70% off plus free shipping with the code TOM70, THOM70, at HelloFresh.com/TOM70. That's code TOM70, HelloFresh.com/TOM70, THOM70, code TOM70 at HelloFresh. 2 minutes past the hour, and AJ in La Mesa. AJ, what's up?
Tom, good morning. I hope. Holiday and
I did. Thank you.
Outstanding odds. At my age, I look at holiday like airplane landings. Anyone I walked away from was a good one.
So what's on your mind?
I am quoting the second of the last paragraph of Gerald R. Ford's Proclamation 4311, pardon to Richard M. Nixon. Now, therefore, I, Gerald R. Ford, President. United States, pursuant to the pardon power conferred upon Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution, have granted by these presents do grant a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon for all offenses against the United States which he, Richard Nixon, has committed or may have committed or taken part in during the period from January 20, 1960 through August 9, 1974 period.
Right.
In other words, Ford granted an unconditional pardon for crimes he may have committed.
Right. Apparently, what Marjorie Taylor Greene, though, was that Trump couldn't prospectively pardon all these January 6th people because he didn't have a list of their names.
Well, there was a little more to it than that, right? Did she not suggest that he couldn't pardon those who hadn't been charged?
That's my point. You know, they hadn't been charged yet, they hadn't been arrested, so there was no list of names, so he couldn't pardon them.
Well, okay. We both know that...
What I find fascinating is that there's a bunch of people in the Republican Party, a large enough bunch, that a member of a Republican Congress feels the need to go on a major media platform and say, Trump would have pardoned those people if he could, and if president again, I'm sure he will. I mean, that was, he shouldn't use
but that was certainly implicit in her message.
Sure, and the precedent exists, and yeah. That's it.
Absolutely, and as I said, also there's the precedent of Jimmy Carter. AJ, thank you. Thanks for sharing that. Ken in Washington. Hey, Ken, what's on your mind today?
Old Ballinier. What his title would be, but that was very interesting. And one of the things he said was that still a cautious optimist.
He did say that. This was in The Guardian yesterday or the day.
Yeah. Yeah, and one other thing, though, about algorithms, and that's how we got to where we're at today with things having so much power at the local.
The 2010. That's not the kind of algorithm that's in. Yeah, it's just a. But you're absolutely right. That was the Red State Map was the name of the computer program that this up with, that could slice right. and dice communities to the point of splitting a city block right in the middle and saying no, these people should be on once in one community and should be in another. And you're absolutely right. What would you call it? Gerrymandering on steroids. Ken, thank you. Robert in Kimberly, Oregon. Hey, Robert, you wanted to correct?
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, the talk about the carbon credits
right.
that Tesla is I'm not an accountant, so it's all confusing. But it was a significant portion of their income in the early days because they're making EVs.
You know, bought it and built it, would not have succeeded for massive government subsidies. That had to do
with... they got a government loan in 2008, and they right. paid it back, and they paid it back early.
Oh.
But the credits are a effect of Legacy Auto not making EVs, too much credit, and so they had to provide credit to somebody that was making EVs. And it's a slim amount of their income currently. Very slim.
Is that Elon's no longer making money selling carbon? I get it. Robert, thank you. That is something I simply didn't know anything about. But, you know, expert on Tesla or Elon Musk for that matter. We'll be back Supreme Court after this.
You're to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't have that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast Cancer your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. Get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pay free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9495. 800-280-9495.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan.
Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.